Hey, delighted to be joined by the great Wendell Clark, who is a part of a very important event today, the Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's going on. Wendell, great to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Very good.
Wendell, what a beautiful day to be playing today. Tell us about this event. I know it's indoor, it's hockey, but boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, it is an event that grows every year and it does so much good for such a great cause.
No, it's great. I think it's 13 years now they've started and it's been going, and I've been here for the 13 years, and the same guys, you see familiar faces, raise a great amounts of money every year, and it's been going a long time, and the guys have a great time, and the alumni guys come in, 30 or so guys are in here playing hockey, telling bad stories, and just making the overall two-day weekend a lot of fun for them.
Well, I know you got a great fraternity there, because I was checking out some of the alumni that are there, and holy smokes, I mean, these are some great guys. And what's, I guess, most rewarding, Wendell, it's guys, many guys you played with, but many guys you played against, too. It does show that hockey fraternity, doesn't it?
No, it does. A lot of different eras involved, and this year, a lot more young guys from the recent retired guys out, which is great, because they can carry the pace now. We look like some of the rec hockey players that are out here, us old guys, so it's a lot of fun to cross paths. It doesn't matter the era you played in, we all have the same things in common.
Well, some great players down there indeed. Everyone from Dennis Marouk, Dan Daou, Adam Graves, Brad Boyes, Brian Berard, Brian Muir, and of course Wendell Clark joining us as well here today as the Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's continues. Wendell, maybe just talk about the importance of these kind of fundraisers, like in terms of, yes, the money's important, but the thing is, you know, you want to continue to create the awareness. And I know my father-in-law suffers from Alzheimer's, so it personally affects me. But my goodness, this is the kind of thing, especially in an aging society, that it's going to affect a lot of us down the road.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great that you're right on that. It raises a lot of money and goes to great causes, and hopefully find out more about it. But it also keeps the awareness out there, so everybody's thinking about it, and that helps grows it and makes it better for everybody as well. So the awareness is huge, and that's why events like this keep going.
Now, talk about the format today. So they got you on the ice all the time. They're like, it sounds like you're playing like 10 games a day. What are you doing
down
there?
Two a day. I'm 10 years old again. Two games a day. Yeah, we had two yesterday, and I've already played one. And at 4 o'clock, I'm back on the ice again. And I promised the guys I would back check at the 4 o'clock game.
Well, one out of two is not bad, Wendell.
That's so right. That's right.
So good for you. It must be a lot of fun still to be able to get on the ice and play the game, though. I mean, what attracted you as a kid to the game still attracts it to you as a retired player, doesn't it?
Well, it's a lot of fun, and you're watching everybody's face have fun, and then it's always great fun playing with the other alumni guys, because they all see the game in the same light, and it's fun just bumping across the guys, and everybody's doing it for a great cause. And when you get to do that in Canada, use our great game to help make awareness for charities and raise money for charities is a lot of fun.
It's a Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's that we're speaking to Wendell Clark at. You can get more information on the event at baycrestproam.ca. That's baycrestproam.ca. It's not too late to donate, make a contribution to this event, or go out and check it out. Again, baycrestproam.ca has all the details. Wendell, you watching any of the Stanley Cup playoffs? Are you following along this year in this second round?
Yeah, no, following it all. I just sometimes can't stay up till the end of the Western games, but it's definitely some great hockey, and the series is going both ways. Nobody's really running away with it. One game you might think they are, and the next game the other team blows that team out. So it's great for the fans. The coaches probably have a little more stress, though.
Fantastic competitiveness, no question. What did you think of the Leafs' performance against Boston? It was a great series. Heartbreaking to lose in Game 7, but there's certainly been some progress there.
Yeah, no, the guys played hard, and I think they really got an idea of what playoff hockey is about. They run into a Boston team that was playing well, and they finish ahead of us in the standings. So we had to prove that we could beat them. We got it to Game 7 in the second period and ran out of gas on them. But, no, I think we're right there. The parity in the game is so good from first place to 16th place that you can never let the gas off.
No doubt about it. Final question, we'll let you go. Everyone in hockey talking about the Marchand incident last night and licking a player and everything else. And Wendell, I know, and I followed your great career as a lot of people my vintage did, and a lot of the guys you're out with there. Maybe just talk about how the game has changed in terms of, you know, what's acceptable, what's not in terms of sportsmanship. I know back in the day, and you were such a great rugged player, but it must be frustrating to see these kind of things and actions where, you know, look, hockey is a tough sport, but there really is any place for that kind of stuff.
No, it's something where and everything is so visible now. It's on every camera angle now that there is in the sports, and it's something I think where the league has to step in and say and do something about it. You've taken it out of the players' hands with all the rules, so they have to step in and do something. And a player doesn't really want to go sideways to do anything in the middle of the playoffs because you're going to get suspended or put your team down. So they're worried about that. And Marchand, as a player, he's used to getting suspended, doesn't mind that. So the only way he can get back at a player like that is the player has to be of the same mindset that he is and cross the line to even it up.
Unfortunately, that's the case, and we'll see what transpires down the road.
Yeah, that's why you hope the league steps in and does something.
100% there, Wendell. Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's continues at Baycrest. Fabulous fundraiser, and again, you can contribute at baycrestproam.ca. Okay, Wendell, you got 34 minutes before the next game. You better get some rest here, and remember, you promised to back-check, okay?
I'm back-checking. You didn't have to remind me. The guys are reminding me every minute here.
Wendell, all the best. Thank you, sir. That's Wendell Clark, former Leaf great.